You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Same, we mentioned that the nest that took place, that we defeated the strong one. As it mentions, Halashim, Be'at Giborim, that we were considered as the weak one. And then the minority took over the majority, Matim Be'at Rabim. And then another two privileges that we had, that we were Sadiqim, they were wicked, and we were the Tehorim, and they were the Temeim. So now, the question that obviously you have... beautiful, very nice. So now, as far as the weak one will took over and defeat the strong one, the mighty one, and the majority, the minority, the majority, so obviously is a great miracle. But Sadiq defeat the wicked, or the Tahor defeat the impure one. What kind of miracle is this? That goes automatically. You don't need an extra miracle. Okay? Is that true or?
Not all of that.
No? Why?
Yeah. Certain times are filled with the opposite, and you only have to withstand it at that time.
What is your source, please?
That's my thought.
So we rejected it. We are assured in many cases and many subjects in the Torah. Im shama tishma'u l'chol Hashem Elokecha, as we repeat every morning. Im bechol chokotai terechu. Many parts of the Torah is guaranteed that chamisha mikem radefu me'ah. Right? It says, and then me'ah revava. The 100 that can take care of 10,000 people. Is that true? Yes. So we have assurance in the Torah. So now here, as you recall, in Parashat Vayishev, it says that because Yaakov Nal of Shalom rested, he wanted to take break, so he was punished. Hashem punished him. So why did he punish him?
Because he was rested.
So what's wrong with the... But when he wanted to take a break, obviously he wanted to have peace of mind, right? We should not worry about Parnassah, make an effort to make money and so on, here, there, and so on. I just wanted to have a little easy.
Have a break.
Easier, yeah. So now, we have a interesting Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf, brings part of the Mishlei that you're all familiar with, that we always repeat by starting the Shabbat. It's called Eshet Chai, right? So in the end we say, Shegel HaChen VeHevel HaYofi, that Chen, favor, being famous, right? This is false. And also, we say, Vehevel Ayofi, that means, Hevel. Hevel Ayofi, that means the beauty is vanity. Right. Yeah. And then we say, Isha, Yirat Hashem, He, Vitalah. So now, Gemara says, actually, these three statements replies to three different timing in Jewish history. So when he says, Shegel HaChen, this is the time of Moshe and Yahushua. Sheger Hachem. Because they learned Torah. And how was their condition at the time? Now, they were secure. They had food, they had water, and they had protection. So Gemara says, this is Sheger Hachem. This is. And then Hevel Ayofi, that the beauty is vanity. This is the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom. Chizkiyahu HaMelech Alav Shalom, as you recall, he was supposed to be Mashiach Tzidkenu. And also, when he went to sleep, 180,000 people after Ashurim, they were vanished by Malach Gabriel. Why? Because the knowledge of Torah, when the very aged children, they know the most difficult subject of the Torah. Ah, so here it says Hevel Ayofi. But Isha Yirat Hashem Hititandar was the time of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eli. So here Gemara says this time is the best. Why? Because they learned Torah, six people in one blanket. Six people in one blanket. That means they were so poor, they had nothing. So they had to cover themselves when they go to sleep. One blanket, six people. So this is the best time. So what does that mean? That means Moshe and Yehoshua, and their time, there's so much Torah. But they were comfortable. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, even though that they knew the depth of the Torah so clearly, but still, they didn't have any discomfort. By the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Eli, because they had so much challenges, they had so much pressure, they had so much Yisurin. So this is Isha Yirat Hashem. He did Allah. So now here, Yaakov Avinu Shalom says, Vayeshev. I said, what? Vayeshev? You want to service me when you're comfortable? What are you talking about? I want you to serve me the circumstances that I place you in. Whatever it is. Especially when it's hard. But if you want to serve me the way you like, I don't want that service. Keep it to yourself. I don't want it. The way that I like you to serve me is the way I place you in. So now here, it says, Saddiqim b'yad v'shayim. What does Saddiq mean? Tehorim b'yad temim. Saddiq means that he never stops. Never stops. As if it's okay, I did Shacharit today. I'm Sadiq now. So the Mincha, we can skip. It's okay. And the Arvit, we do, some other time. So now here, the greatest miracle that took place, because Sadiq always has
challenges.
A Sadiq without a challenge is not a real tzaddik. A tahor without a challenge, without yisurin, is not a real tahor. And here is an unbelievable thing. Gemara says the generation of Moshe and Yehoshua, sheger achin, Chizkiyah HaMelech that was supposed to be Mashiach, hevel hayofi. The only generation that is being praised is Rabbi Yehuda bar Eli. Why? Because there was so much in. So much in. That's the time. That's the Hashem. That's the time Hashem says, Chazak Baruch. Afarin. Marhaba.
But again, we don't go looking for it, right?
Yes, but the point about it here is back to Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom, you cannot request special circumstances. If it's like this, I'll do it. If it's not like this, there are other people. Ask them. I want it this way. It has to be tailor-made. Hashem says, Chazak Baruch. I'll put your sefarish in waiting. There's no such a thing. You have to serve Hashem in any circumstances that He provides for you. Even though, Yaakov Avinu Shalom, Markava LeShechina, his face is under Kisei HaKavod. What do you expect? Yeah, he's going to go on vacation. He says, Bojan, I had enough, but I want to serve you, but it's hard. Hashem said, you know what? It's not going to work that way. And that's what the realization that you have to always have in mind. Of course it's hard. Of course, sometimes it's kind of aggravating. But this is the timing that you can make the best of you. Make best out of yourself. Because that's the time Rosh Hashanah is expecting from us to do whatever that it needs to be done. And Hashem is like,
you're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.